tend to start in much the same way I finished last time.
Thank you. alarms are triggered, memories stir. It's not the way it has to be.
Our surprise specials, we have a mixture of old and new. And, this one definitely falls in the first category. It's a little item called Red Rain.
Thank you. can see a couple of them.
We live very close together. However, if you dig a little deeper, you sometimes find the secret world that lies between us.
Unsheltered place.
Absolutely delighted to be able to bring back the amazing Blind Boys of Alabama. I've worked for some time on this next song and tried a couple of different versions. And then I'd always wanted some male voices at the end. We sent a tape off to Singapore, which was where they were doing a Worldland Festival. We sat back anxiously in the studio and listened to what they'd sung, and everyone had tingles down the back of their neck. It was really powerful. These gentlemen definitely know which way is up. And sometimes if you're about to pick a plum off a tree, a young one would be a little tart, a little sharp. But fruits that had time to mature on the tree, they're ripe and juicy. And the voices you are about to hear have definitely been lived in. This song is called Sky Blue. Thank you.
Those two blue eyes light your face in sky blue. I know how to fight, know how to drown in sky blue. Warm wind blowing over the earth, sky blue. Sing to the land, the land sings through me,
sky blue.
Reaching into the deep.
next one is from one of the distractions for me in the last 10 years, which was a project, it's effectively a children's story for the millennium, and it was called Oh. And if you can picture lying back on a grass lawn looking up at the sky, and you stay there long enough until the sky looks like down, and where you are is up, then you would be in a state we would call downside up. Thank you. bit like looking out the windshield. And what you see directly in front of you is what you think there is. But actually there's a world passing you, above you, a world below you. And the moon, for example, is up there, pulling every day on the tides, in and out, and then the menstrual cycle, human behavior. And yet most of us have no idea where the moon is, what phase it's in. In other words, there's plenty more than this.
Something else there.
Thank you very much. This is where we gather around the bunk and wait for the tide to come in. I hope you're feeling patient. What you got a picture of in this bunk is a woman called Anne Sexton. Actually, she's a young girl. She's a great poet. And one of her plays was called 45 Mercy Street, which is the name of the song. Dreaming of Mercy Street. When you're inside out, dreaming of mercy in your daddy's arms again, dreaming of Mercy Street. I swear they know that sign, looking for mercy in your daddy's arms.
Dreaming of mercy, and your daddy's arms again, dreaming.
Sometimes when you go digging, you don't always find what you want, especially if you're digging in the dirt. We'll be right back. Thank you. So that's who you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
When my daughters were a little younger, we had a very similar device for our pet hamster. Which proves to me only two things. One, there is such a thing as karma, and a good old maybe hamster. This next piece is further along down the animal line, and I had an amazing experience last year when a few of us actually went down a few times to the language research lab in GSU, Georgia State University. Maybe we have a few from there tonight, but they're doing amazing work with bonobo apes, and we played the music on several occasions. It was pretty extraordinary, this song resulted. We also, when we got back to the studio, had the opportunity to work with some of my favorite musicians on our little label. And I'm delighted that despite all sorts of attempts by various immigration authorities, muggers, passports stolen, and goodness knows what else, we actually have here with us the amazing Charles Zawasi and Dr. Hukwe Zawasi. This one's called Animal Nation.
Hey, another one. Hey, another one.
like to introduce you to some of the other remarkable people we have up on the stage this evening. Featuring for the very first time out with us, the extraordinarily talented Ms. Rachel Z on keyboards. Next to her, a man who's usually working in the dark recesses of the studio, but he has been officially released. He's been practicing his pirouette to compete with Rachel for over 3 years now, the Royal Ballet School in London. So for this special moment, give a warm welcome to Mr. Richard Evans. Yeah. Ability like that, you can't manufacture. You're either born with it or you're not. Next to Richard, someone that I know extremely well and you know very little. I call her Melanie. Yeah. Cymbals, drums, Mr. Explosion himself, Mr. Jed Lynch. David Rhodes.
Jordan!
That's right. That leaves no one.
Jordan!
Possibly the most celebrated bald-headed baseman ever. Been with me since the beginning of my solo career. I knew him from a time when both he and I had hair. The legendary emperor of the bottom end, Mr. Tony Levin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is going to be the last one of the set, and it's a song called Signal to Noise.
Thank you. I'll touch you. Thank you for giving us a great night. Mr. David Rose, Ted Lynch, Tony Levin, Rachel Zee, Richard Evans, Melanie Gabriel, Charles and Dr. Hukwe Zorisi. Thank you. Say this sort of thing and get this message coming out of this country, which is come talk to me. Please come talk to me. Just like streets. All the things that we love, let's sing. I'm a high one up tonight. Do another the same damn song. All the barriers blown away. Rachel and Tony. With me this time, a son 14 months old, but I also have back home a dad who's 90 years old, and I figured out that I didn't really know him as well as I wanted to, so we went away for a week together. It's the first time we'd ever done that, and we got with us a yoga teacher, because unlike me, he's been doing yoga for 40 years, and I thought that would be a good thing to do together. So we ended up doing this two-person yoga, where you have a lot of positions where one body is being used against the other, or for the weight of one to stretch the other. And we had more physical contact there than we probably had in the last 30 years, and it's a very powerful experience for me. This is called Father and Son.
With his dad by his side. We couldn't talk much at all. It's been so many years. Now these tears. Yes, I'm still your child. Out on the moors, we take a pause. See how far we have come. You're moving quite slow. How far can we go?
Be there.